make sure you're wicked nice to crows. Now, I'm pretty disappointed because I recorded an entire podcast up early this morning at 4 a.m. Went to load it for you. I even put it on. Maybe you even gave it a listen and it was 1 second long. Apparently, as soon as I hit record, the recording stopped. I don't know what happened. So if you got duped, I apologize. I'm recording this quickly for you because I don't have much time. But this is an important one. If you see crows, be nice to them. I can't stress that enough. Okay? Welcome to Rob's Morning Psychosis. Although this episode is kind of like my morning joy. If you don't follow me on my YouTube channel, which you can, you go to Rob, R-O-B-B, Hood, H-O-O-D. Search for Rob Hood on YouTube. You should find it's a picture of me with my drug war veteran t-shirt on. Subscribe to the channel because my first episode of Rob Makes Friends with Crows is up. If you've been paying attention to the podcast for years, I think it was last year or this past spring, I was talking about I really wanted to befriend the crows in my neighborhood. And I have that opportunity now, which I'm attempting. And the first episode is up on my YouTube channel. You can see me with the murder of crows. I don't like calling them a murder. I'm going to call them a family because they are. And I'm going to spit off a couple of crow facts that are just simply amazing. If you don't adore this bird species, Corvus, the crow, I don't know how to convince you. Maybe listening to this podcast and my web series, Friending the Crows, will convince you to love these animals, but they are so amazing. What was I talking about? Sorry, I'm so scrambled. I'm trying to get this podcast in quick. I will do a lengthier one, but I really want you to watch the first episode where I made two peace offerings to this family of crows. And I think I identified the king crow, or that's what I'm calling him, king crow. He might be queen crow. And you know what? I don't care. I love them all. But there's definitely a family of them. And five of them, three of them stick together, and then the other two kind of stick together. So maybe it's parents and kids. I'm not a bird guy, okay? I like some birds because my kids like them. Parakeets are cute, but I'm just not a bird guy. Something about their beaks terrify me. They can crack a nut, a coconut, a walnut. These things are nutcrackers. Something about that does not make me want to have one on my shoulder or allow it to be on my finger. I don't know. The fact that it could split, crack my finger in half without hesitation is terrifying. But the crow has won me over. I'd let him sit on my shoulders. I'd feed him out of my hand if they'll let me. And in this first episode, if you want to watch it, I give them two peace offerings, two bowls of nuts and berries, which I've read they like. They are omnivores. And my aunt filled me in that if you have any shiny metal buttons or shiny objects to offer them, that will get their attention. They like that stuff. And that actually speaks to how smart they are. So this animal, this bird, is on par with the intelligence of a chimpanzee. Scientists have done studies where the crows have used tools to get food. Crows use tools. If that's not simply amazing, but yet kind of terrifying, like a raptor. Like in that scene in Jurassic Park when they're like, the raptors have figured out how to open the doors. I feel like at the end of the world, after the apocalypse, whatever survives, one thing will be the crow, and they will live on. I wonder if they're related to dinosaurs, because aren't birds related to dinosaurs? I would imagine so. If you go look at an emu near our house, there's a farm where you can go apple picking and stuff, but they have an emu. And all the kids love it and get close to it. And again, this is another bird where I'm like, no, all set. Don't want to get near it. Do not want to pet it. Have you seen the nails on that? It's a real live raptor. It's a modern day raptor. If you plucked all the feathers off that emu, it would be terrifying. Okay? Emus are not cool. They shouldn't be in farms. I hate to say this, but I wouldn't mind if they went extinct, because I could only imagine if they weren't in captivity and they learned to flock together, they could hunt us humans. But enough of my warnings on emus. We're talking crow. So the crows, and I think are crows not on every continent? maybe every continent except Antarctica. But if you look up on Wikipedia, there are so many subspecies and different versions of the crow or the raven. And, you know, I still don't know the difference. From what I've read, from what I've gathered, if it's really large, it's a raven, which I would like to see. Nearby me, it's just like the North American crow. I forget what it's called. But they all have their own little names, unique to the area. We even, I guess by the Atlantic Ocean, we have fish crows, which are very, very small, which I have not seen. I did not know there's a Hawaiian crow that is actually now extinct in the wild, but they're trying to reintroduce, which that surprises me that a crow went extinct. It's kind of like a baby crow. Like, have you ever seen a baby crow? Because I'd give anything to see. I'm going to have to look this up on YouTube now later. I would love to see some baby crows. But not only are these birds as smart as chimpanzees and can use tools, the reason I started this podcast off with saying be nice to them is because different scientists at colleges, which, what do you have to major in to do this kind of experiment? Because I'll go back to school. I'll take out a loan to do this kind of work. They wore caveman masks and captured crows to see if crows will hold a grudge. You may have heard that. What they didn't come to realize is 10 years later, generations of crows later, they said up to like 7 generations of crows later of the same family could recognize the caveman mask and would dive bomb and attack and squawk or caw, whatever you want to call it. 10 years later, I feel bad for anybody on Halloween who was walking through that campus with a caveman mask. I mean, what a good prank. You know, mess with some crows in a mask and then tell somebody to go wear that mask out on Halloween and they get dive bombed by crows. Isn't that incredible? Not just do these birds hold grudges, but they pass the grudge down from generation to generation. It's like the mafia for birds. So 10 years later, if you mess with a crow and they live in your neighborhood, your children's children and the crow's children's children will be at war. So this is solid advice. Be kind to crows. This is why I'm befriending them. Hopefully they speak through the crow vine and they'll tell other crows that, hey, this guy's cool. And maybe even I could train them to dive bomb people I don't like. Or I wonder if it works like dogs and somebody starts speaking incorrectly to you. They start wising off and the crows start cawking and rawing and whatever their sounds are. They're weird sounds. I forget what they call it, like barking. They said it was like a nasal bark. But if the crows start barking at people that are just messing with you. These birds are so fascinating. I'm telling you, if you have some time, just go on the internet and look up crows and facts on them, because they are so fascinating. They really, truly are a human-like bird. And they're gorgeous. I mean, if you ever seen a crow skeleton, it's so weird because, you know, sometimes these museums will have a skeleton of the animal. And the whole skeleton is white, but it's got a little black beak. It's adorable. I mean, that would be a cool Halloween decoration. Not a real one. I hope no crows are listening to this. I don't want to get dive bombed. So I'll keep you up to date on how it's going with befriending the crows. I'm trying my best, and I'm not going to stop. And I'm going to document it all and put it on YouTube. And my goal is to make these crows my friends. And I wonder if they'll hold grudges with people I hold grudges with. And I hope I do not offend them. I got to go find some shiny jewelry and buttons. I was jingling my keys at them. You can see it on the video. Or you can hear me jingling my keys. Try to get their attention with shiny stuff. But these birds are so fascinating. I'm trying to think. There was another fact. It wasn't only like they held grudges and could dive bomb. That's what it was. Crows, if they find... This next fact is incredible. I don't care what you say. This is incredible for these birds. They're birds. When you think of birds, you think of dodos. You think of parrots. You think of repeaters. You think of... Right? You don't think of a brilliant animal. Human-like. But when crows find a dead crow, they will hold a funeral and a wake. They will summon all their family of crows. And they're monogamous, too. They'll bond together and for lifetimes. They'll have, like, generations of families. That's how they're passing down the knowledge of, like, who's a jerk human and who isn't. but these crows will hold wakes and funerals. I'm so fascinated by these birds. I absolutely adore them. So maybe you'll start to love them too if you have never even thought about it. I'm telling you, it wasn't really on my radar until the past couple of years. And then I seen some people on YouTube with them. And then I learned some facts about them. And then I saw them around my house and I said, I wonder if I could befriend them. I wonder if I could walk around and have a murder of a family of crows follow me. An attack, dive bomb. If that's not insane, imagine seeing somebody walk around and just point the finger. Attack crows. And they all started dive bombing them. I mean, it's going to be years of work, but just like Owen Grady in Jurassic Park with the raptors. Hey, look at me. You know, he trains the raptors, he puts his hands up. I'm going to try to train the crows. What else do I got to do, right? You know, keep you updated on the podcast and make sure you go to my YouTube channel so you can follow it. The web series, Rob Friends the Crows. Thanks so much for listening. And if you know anything about crows, hit me up on social media. Or if you got any cool videos or anything, I'd love to see them. These animals are fascinating. Thanks for listening. If you listen on Apple Podcasts, please leave a 5-star rating. And if you're on social media and found this episode interesting, share it with a friend. That is the best thing for this podcast. Word of mouth. And that's it. More crow talk next time. All right. And go look at these crows. They're so fascinating. They were like telling each other secrets in my YouTube video. I'm telling you. Go watch it on my YouTube channel. Rob Hood. R-O-B-B Hood. H-O-O-D. No, just two O's. All right. Thanks for listening. Peace.